266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Cleanup gets underway after deadly storms hit California. Portions of Los Angeles got as much as 10 inches of rain. CBS's Jonathan Viglione.
Southern California remains in the midst of a storm for the history books. Powerful and life-threatening. A sea of mud and debris from relentless downpours, flooding roads, swelling creeks, uprooted trees causing at least 3 deaths and major damage, the result of ground now saturated from a series of atmospheric rivers. Residents are still coming to grips with a storm for the ages.
A new health challenge for the British royal family. CBS's Ian Lee in London reports that King Charles has cancer, and Buckingham Palace won't say what kind it is.
In a statement said that cancer is not related to the monarch's recent treatment for a benign prostate condition. The palace said during that treatment, a separate issue of concern was noted, and diagnostic tests revealed a form of cancer. The statement went on to say the 75-year-old king has started treatment, during which time he has been advised by doctors to postpone public-facing duties.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is urging his fellow Republicans to jump on board the bipartisan border security measure. On the Senate floor, McConnell takes aim at President Biden's handling of the migrant crisis.
December saw the highest daily and monthly tallies of illegal border crossings ever on record. The crisis has literally never been worse.
A Senate test vote on the border deal is scheduled for Wednesday. Secretary of State Blinken is in the Mideast for his 5th round of shuttle diplomacy since the start of the Gaza war. CBS's Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
Blinken's first stop was Saudi Arabia, where the emphasis is on post-war Gaza. Basically, the U.S. wants to see a path to a Palestinian state. The sweetener for Israel is that this would lead to regional integration and a peace agreement with Saudi Arabia.
This week, Nevada will hold a Republican presidential primary as well as Republican presidential caucuses. CBS's Aaron Navarro is in Las Vegas with
more. Republicans have this confusion going on. They have a primary and a caucus. The primary, whoever wins that is not going to get any delegates because the state party said all their delegates will go to the winner of the caucus. And that former President Trump has all but locked up.
President Biden held a campaign rally in Las Vegas yesterday. In South Bend, Indiana, funeral services are held for 6 siblings who died in a house fire last month. Dubbed the Phenomenal Six, they ranged in age from 17 months to 11 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Chuck Smith.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man convicted of pepper spraying police officers during the January 6th attack of the U.S. Capitol argues he should get a shorter sentence. Federal prosecutors say 41 months in prison is appropriate, but lawyers for Riley Casper of Pulaski says he's matured over these last 3 years. Casper is set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips' name to appear on the April ballot. Phillips says the justices made the right call for democracy.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks hit a sour note against the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing in Utah, 123-108. The Jazz ending a 3-game losing streak with a rally in the fourth quarter against Milwaukee. Doc Rivers on facing Utah's best defenders.
We anticipated it, but we thought we could make enough shots to keep their bigs off the floor. We just couldn't.
Rivers, by the way, named the head coach of the NBA's Eastern Conference team in the All-Star game later this month. In Madison, the Badgers battled but lost to number 2-ranked Purdue 75-69. Wisconsin's Greg Gard asked if he still thinks they're one of the top teams in the nation.
Yeah, I think we're one of the best teams in the country. You know, there's parity across college basketball, and I've seen a lot of them now and played against a lot of the non-conference ones, and you want to compete with the best with the goal that you want to be the best. You know, it's not just about playing with them. You want to conquer them.
NFL, the Packers have hired former Rams and Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion to serve as an assistant coach on offense. Tom Clements, who turned 71 this year, is expected to continue as the quarterback's coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, some fog possible tonight, and lows in the low 30s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow and warmer, high mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Wednesday, highs upper 40s. A pattern shift coming for the end of the week, rain Thursday into Friday, followed by colder temps. Current temp is 30.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who binge watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Thanks for being here, helping me kick off a new week as we light the night together. This will be fun. Monday night, what are you going to do, folks? What else are you going to do on a Monday night? Sure, there's some good color television on. Not a big sports time of year. Monday night football's gone. It's time to Nightlight. I'm glad you're with me, as always. Great fun tonight on the show. I drove through a lot of fog to get here tonight. Conrad, was it foggy when you drove here?
I drove here around 4. It was not foggy at all.
I felt like I was driving through Sleepy Hollow. Like, I was expecting Johnny Depp to come through and try to behead me.
that foggy, okay.
It was foggy, yeah. And I got my little, you know, car. I don't know. It's terrifying, but it's better than ice, I guess. Anyway, great to have you with me on this beautiful Monday night as we barrel through winter. Some big things happening in the month of February. Dry January is over, and I wonder if there are people out there. I would love to know how it went for them. You know, did you make it? Were you like shaking? Were you shaking because you hadn't had a drink all month when February 1st hit? Well, this is February 5th. So if you're back off the wagon, we'd love to hear about it. Did you make it through January? I don't know. A lot of people, I know a few people that tried it. I know one friend said he made it about 7 minutes as a joke. Another friend made it like 2 weeks and then just said, what am I doing? And he started drinking again. They're not huge drinkers, but, you know, they just decided that they wanted alcohol to be a part of their life. In January. That's the hardest month, too. That's one of the hardest months, I think, because you got all this NFL playoff games. It's cold. I mean, if you like to drink, that's a big ask, asking people to give it up after the holidays like that. So it is February, Black History Month. And that requires maybe some acknowledgement of Black heroes and advancements, which is cool. It doesn't require anybody to give up drinking. So if you are out there and you gave up drinking in January, you're welcome to let us know how that went and how it was for you when February 1st rolled around. As always, you can chime in. Conrad is ready to take your texts and calls. Is that right, Conrad?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so tonight.
Don't throw anything too complicated at him. He's got it down by now, folks. Don't worry about it. You're in good hands. So we'd love to hear from you throughout the course of the show, regardless of topic or what we are talking about. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or the easiest way to do it, to reach us is to just text us on the Civic Media app. Open the app. You can click on any station because we are statewide. And then there is a little text icon. You can hit that and text us there too. We'd love to hear from you. And you can text us if you made it through January or if you didn't for dry January, let us know. Otherwise, all right, here's another question we have. I know I'm not obsessed with bathing, but a few weeks ago it was, why did we have bathwater day, Conrad? Was that because of,
was it a day or was it because of, no, it was because of Saltburn.
Just because of the movie Saltburn. Yeah. Okay. There's a pretty disgusting scene in Saltburn, the movie, where someone drinks, one guy drinks another dude's bathwater, and it shook me to my core. yes. It wouldn't matter whose bathwater it was. It was kind of disgusting. Today is National Shower with a Friend Day. Now, my only guess is that this was a day created by a friend who had a crush on one of his or her friends and tried to trick them by telling him it was National Shower with a Friend Day. We have to shower together. It's Shower with a Friend Day.
That's a great origin story.
Yeah. How else would that day come to be? National Shower with a... The national people did not get together and say, you know, okay, this is Groundhog Day. This is National Museum Day. Oh, we need a Shower with a Friend Day to complete this. So it is that... Look, I don't make up the days, folks. That is the day. National Shower with a Friend Day. So... We're going to leave the question kind of open-ended, though. You can elaborate on this if you want to let us know if you've ever showered with a friend. And you know what? Maybe some people, their spouse is their best friend. That counts, too. A girlfriend, boyfriend, just, you know, two dudes that got all muddy and had to shower together. I don't know. Maybe even sports locker rooms. People shower in sports locker rooms. I don't think – they didn't have those private stalls either. When I played sports, it was just a big free-for-all. What was it like for you, Conrad, when you played high school sports, right?
Yeah.
All right. Did you have like individual stalls?
No.
No. Okay.
Just an open shower room with a bunch of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've heard they sort of, you know, have evolved there and give people a little privacy. But yeah, I was the same way. It was, I just kind of everybody showering together. So our question tonight, what celebrity would you want to shower with? And this doesn't have to be weird. Doesn't even have to be sexual. You wear the bathing suit if you want. Like if you told me, Pete, I want to shower with Ed O'Neill. Great. No judgment. It is National Shower Day, so you can let us know who you'd like to shower with. It's also National Weather Person Day. And in just a few minutes, we have a surprise guest who knows all about the weather. And showers of sort, April showers, because that pertains to the weather. But she will be joining us momentarily to help us celebrate National Weather Person Day. I'm just going to say it because, you know what, I could tease it, but then people might not care. But if I say it's Brittany Merlot, then they'll be excited. So Brittany Merlot will be here in a few minutes to discuss National Weather Person Day. She's the Civic Media meteorologist. Filmmaker Ben Fritz is on at 8:35. And then Green Bay It Girl, that's what I call her. She has that title now with me. Christy Barlament will be here. She's going to give us some tips for Valentine's Day here in Green Bay, which is right around the corner. And then a little later, we're going to talk some wrestling, pro wrestling. It's big in Wisconsin. There's a big match coming up. And it is entertainment, folks. It's moving to Netflix. So we'll talk some pro wrestling with Civic Media's Rich Lucasio. He'll be around a little later. Also, on a personal note, if I can say that. And I can. Christopher Guest turns 76 today. As you may or may not know, I have a history with comedy. I was a stand-up comedian in the 90s. I sold some comedy scripts after that to studios. A couple got made. A couple are sitting on the shelves. A couple have disappeared forever. But comedy is in my background, and Christopher Guest is one of my idols. He made films like Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, A Mighty Wind. Of course, This is Spinal Tap is one of his best films ever and really kind of set a tone, I think, comedically in films for that mockumentary style that he just crushed. Conrad, let's play the here's Christopher Guest in Spinal Tap. He is a member of the band Spinal Tap, explaining why this is a classic scene. You've probably heard it, but explaining to Rob Reiner why his amps are the best.
This is a top to you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. Oh. 11, oh, 11,
and most of 11, and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Maybe one of the most quoted movie lines in the history of movie lines. These go to 11. If you want that extra one, if you want to go one louder, so great. If you have not seen This Is Spinal Tap or any Christopher Guest's movies, I highly recommend you run to Blockbuster Video. Wait a minute. Those aren't around anymore. Check out Christopher Guest. He's an absolute treasure. And you will... My personal favorite is Waiting for Guffman. And we have a clip from that we're going to play soon, too. But Spinal Tap is kind of what put him on the map in terms of filmmaking. And it's a very funny story. Okay, we got a couple texts rolling in here for our question. We have a kind of two questions. Who would you shower with, celebrity-wise or friend-wise? It doesn't have to be weird. Just a couple friends taking a shower together. Conrad, have you ever, like, taken a nap with a friend?
Yeah, I've done that
really?
Before. Yeah.
How did that work?
Well,
you know. How did that discussion go leading up to the nap? That's what I want to know.
Well, it's like, you know, we're both on the couch. It was a Sunday and fell asleep on the same couch.
Oh, fell asleep or like had a few beers and couldn't keep your eyes open?
Yeah.
All right, that works. But, you know, if you're ever in a jam, are you going to shower with a friend? Would that be weird? What kind of relationship do you have with your friends?
I think I'd rather stink than going to shower with my friends, to be honest.
Because if you're just hanging out with your friends anyway, who cares if you stink, right?
Exactly.
Okay, fair enough. And then from the 920, hey, Pete, I only have two old fashions a month, so January was a piece of cake. Yeah, but it's dry January, 920. Totally dry, not two old fashions a month. Oh, or you're probably saying, like, it was not a big deal to skip two old fashions. I gotcha. Well, good for you. Hey, dry is dry. And I haven't had a drink in a while either. It wasn't, like, court-ordered or anything. I just kind of gave it up for a while, and, yeah, it feels good. I have to say, an old-fashioned, if I saw an old-fashioned right now, it would be tough. Old-fashions are tough to pass up. So, but good for you, 920, for getting through January. That's kind of cool. And I bet you can make that up by having four old-fashions this month. And I don't think anybody's going to care. Also, on the stream link, hey, Pete, I'm advocating for Charlie to come on your show. That's fantastic. I'm not sure I know who Charlie is. Conrad, do we know who Charlie is?
Not sure.
And that's from Papa Rico. Papa Rico watching on the stream. Please tell us who Charlie is, and we will see what we can do to accommodate your wishes. Unless he didn't make it through dry January at all, and he's drunk. I don't know. Okay, we are celebrating National Weather Person Day today, because we have one of the best in the business, Brittany Merlot. She will be along in just a couple minutes. And I can't wait to talk. Do you have a weather question, Conrad?
how she feels about that, Groundhog Day. You know?
Groundhog Day, exactly. We'll get to that. Coming up next is Brittany Merlot. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Flynn Direct.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Shaw, WAUK.
It's National Shower with a Friend Day, folks. That is not a nightlight made-up holiday. That is an actual holiday, obviously created by two friends who had a lot of tension, and we're working it out. It's also National Weather Person Day, and that's very exciting because we have an outstanding weather person here at Civic Media, and her name is Brittany Merlot, and she joins us now. Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Thank you.
What do you think about this National Shower with a Friend Day? It's not just regional. It's national. Is that kind of strange? It's National Shower with a Friend Day. I'm not making that up.
I have to share this day with that.
Well, yeah. Boy, that's interesting. You could shower alone, though, to celebrate, too. You don't have to, like, you know, invite
people.
Maybe
shower in the rain or something.
See, that's what I said. That's Brittany's kind of shower, like an April shower.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, congratulations. You've earned this day. I don't think it was created by the shower people, but did you do something to celebrate National Weather Person Day?
You know, I did. I went to the top of Granite Peak and looked at all the fake snow that is still sitting there. And I looked down in the city of Wausau and saw no snow.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. And I know you love winter. So what? When you say fake snow, is that like on the ski resorts? They put the fake snow in it. Can people really ski on that stuff?
Yeah, they're still cruising down the hill. It's cold up there too. So yeah, they're having a good time. So I had to go up there, enjoy the snow. It's winter. It's what I should be doing for this day.
Yeah. All good for you. I did see, and maybe this is something you shared about how like the economic impact of no snow has affected northern Wisconsin. Like the snowmobile trails, and that's just insane.
It is terrible. I know there's a bunch of counties and tourist areas that just are struggling because they rely on the people coming up there to snowmobile. I mean, I've got friends back in Illinois who do yearly trips up to Hurley, and they had to cancel this year, and they do it every single year. So that's they're terrible. Feeling it, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I know I make jokes about like that I don't like winter, but when you hear it impact people that way, it takes on a whole different meaning. So that is too bad. But
in Wausau, we have the longest time that we've ever had no snow on the ground in winter is 7 days in a row. Well, we're about to beat that. Oh, and then we've also only two times in history have we started off the month of February with no snow on the ground, and here we are.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Okay, so let's make you earn your national day today, National Weather Person. Will more snow be on the way?
Significant snow is questionable. Okay. Lake effect snow and a little bit of here and there as systems exits. Yeah, we still have snow, but we'll see about a significant one.
It doesn't look like, I mean, I check all the time. I like it because around me, the roads are clear. Like, I don't typically want to walk in the winter. You know what I mean? Like, because I don't want to slip. But I check the weather, and it doesn't even look like I think we're supposed to get rain this week. Like, it's bad. If you like snow, we're in trouble.
We are in trouble. I mean, hitting the mid-50s in places on Thursday.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, you know, but at least it's not what's happening in California. Right now, that same system is just going to give us a trace to a quarter of an inch of rain. While there, they've, I mean, goodness, nearly 70 mudslides being reported.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know what's weird? When I moved to Los Angeles, my first year there, I was desperately homesick for family. And my wife was too. And we thought, well, at least we have good weather. Well, that was an El Nino year. LA saw more rain than it's ever gotten. And back here in the Midwest, it was like 60. My mom's like, yeah, I'm wearing shorts today. And I thought I felt like gypped, you know? So this is an El Nino year.
Yes.
Is that why California's having that weather? And is that why we're having such mild temperatures?
It has a lot to do with it, okay. I would say, because you've got this high pressure blocking system that's giving us the beautiful spring-like weather. And it's so big and strong. It's holding that system steady over there. And that's why they got hit so hard. And now it's starting to give way.
Oh,
now
wow.
It's moving towards us. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's we just got a text from Civic Media's Rich Lucasio, who says, I am so ready for mid-50s later this week. So he's on my side, Britt. I'm sorry about that.
I only got like 3 weeks, if that, of my winter.
I'm sorry. You know what? Knowing Wisconsin, though, we'll get like, remember that April snowstorm we had about 5 years ago? That was insane. That could happen again, couldn't it?
It sure can. And I feel like that's probably going to be around the corner. There's no way we're getting off this easy.
Yeah. Really. Do you prefer weather person or meteorologist? Weather person sounds less scientific, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with meteorologist this time.
Okay. Hey, we have a surprise for you. We have a special celebrity weather. It was Groundhog Day a few days ago. So we have a clip we're going to play just in honor of you and your big day. This is, you might recognize this. I'm not sure, but go ahead, Conrad.
This is pitiful. 1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat. What a hype. Probably like they used to mean something in this town. They used to pull the hog out and they used to eat it. You're hypocrites, all of you. You got a problem with what I'm saying, Larry? Untie your tongue and you come out here and talk, huh? Am I upsetting you, princess? You know, you want a prediction about the weather. You're asking the wrong Phil. I'll give you a winter prediction. It's going to be cold, it's going to be gray, and it's going to last you for the rest of your life.
Top that, Brittany.
I can't. That's epic.
That is epic. Well, hey, we hope you had a great day. You earned it. You're a great meteorologist, and it's a pleasure to work with you, my friend. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Pete. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Very welcome. Anytime. That's Civic Media meteorologist, not weather person, Brittany Merlot, and celebrating her big day, National Weather Person Day. Two very weird days today, Conrad. What do we do about that? We got shower day and weather. I mean,
I'd rather celebrate meteorologist National Shower with a Friend Day. But
I would too.
That's just me. I don't know.
This is Papa Rico clarifying. Hey, Pete, I'm advocating for Charlie to come on the show, and I didn't know what he meant. I know several Charlies. There are several famous Charlies. I assume he didn't mean Charlie Chaplin. Barron's, he clarified saying Barron's Goffy. I think he said he meant Barron's Goofy. So, or he's really celebrating Dry January being over, and he's having trouble texting. That's a great idea. Charlie Barron's is very funny, Papa Rico. Thank you for the idea. And then also Barry McClure writes in, I'm with Richard. I'm ready to golf. Oh, wow. At the expense of our planet, though, Barry? That's crazy. I know. I love the warm weather, too. And I love mild winters. But it is it is a little scary. I hope it, like, stops right now. And we can have 40s and 50s through winter. That would be crazy. Although then there would be, like, 2 million more people living in Wisconsin. It probably wouldn't be as much fun. Hey, coming up in just a couple minutes, I'm going to read some more texts. But coming up next, that's exciting. I love reading the texts. We get such great textures. But coming up next is filmmaker Ben Fritz from Madison. He'll be joining us here on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You pick up little dynamite, I'm gonna pick up little gun. Everyone out tonight, make that highway.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair
CBS
on air.
CBS News Brief. At least three people have died in California after a second atmospheric river drops over 10 inches of rain in areas like the L.A. neighborhood of Beverly Crest. This man heard a home ripped off its foundation.
It was like thunder, like, and then the sound of trees, I thought, snapping like twigs. And it was just this house just completely disintegrating.
King Charles is diagnosed with cancer, no word on what kind, and he will continue with his state duties. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
His brain or his cognitive function should be normal and unaffected, so he should be able to do all of the duties that a king does.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is urging his fellow Republicans to support the bipartisan border security measure. McConnell points to the skyrocketing illegal border crossings.
Just the time since Washington Democrats finally decided to join him at the negotiating table, the president's border crisis made history all over again.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gray wolves will stay under federal endangered species protections. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's going to focus on a national wolf strategy plan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that means the state's wolf management plan will stay the same. It bans wolf hunting until the population in Wisconsin is well over 1,000. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is as relevant as ever.
All these years later, in 2024, that we've got people who are trying to undermine efforts around diversity, equity, and inclusion to lift people up who've had challenges trying to live out that simple American dream.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, some fog possible tonight, and lows in the low 30s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow and warmer, high mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Wednesday, highs upper 40s. A pattern shift coming for the end of the week, rain Thursday into Friday, followed by colder temps. Current temp is 30.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people gonna say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Tonight Light.
Wow,
get
Tonight Light.
Wow,
Tonight
Light.
Do you hear this one? Do you hear this one? Swear to God, I'm not just doing this.
Ben's like, what did I get myself
into? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
You did it, man. You're a genius.
Thank you.
Okay, we got Papa Rico coming back in this time. No more Charlie Baron stuff. He's saying this is hard. The question tonight, folks, in the spirit of National Shower with a Friend Day, which I can't even believe exists, my guess, we surmised that it was probably two friends who were attracted to each other and were doing that awkward thing like, let's create a shower day. We have to shower together. We have no choice. So some guy, some girl, whatever, they figured it out. It is a national day. I don't make the rules. I do try to live by them. So that's our question for today. But we kind of couched it in a way like if you wanted to shower with a celebrity. With me, nothing weird, nothing sexual. It would be Christopher Guest just so I could pick his brain. I'd wear a bathing suit so as not to offend or make anything weird. I don't know what he gets out of that. But anyway, Papa Rico says this is hard. I'm at a crossroads between Kim Basinger and Lucille Ball. That is a big deal. That's a big difference. Papa Rico's debating whether or not he wants to be amused and laugh in the shower or just stare. So I'm sure he'll figure it out. Great text. Thank you, though. And then also, oh, we got a text line thing here, too, Conrad. We get texts all over the place. I can't even keep track of them. Charlie Barron's, I think. Todd and Aaron from Todd Alba's show want to get Charlie on Nightlight. Hey, that'd be great. I'd love to have Charlie on Nightlight. That's from Andrew from Verona from the 630. Thank you, Andrew. Let's start a petition. I've never met Charlie. I had already left, I think, when he started comedy. And our paths have never crossed. But I'm a fan. So let's make it happen. All right. We are going to turn to a little filmmaking, a little Wisconsin filmmaking. I'm really excited to have this next guest on because we've worked together before on a film called Aquarians. He was a producer. I was an actor. And I just was kind of in awe of his producerial abilities. He's a great producer, and he's become a friend too. Madison's own Ben Fritz. Ben, welcome to Nightlight. How are you?
I'm doing great, Pete. Nice to see you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, buddy. Better now. I'm glad you're on the show. This is exciting.
Yeah. Well, you know, you forgot to mention I also was in Aquarians. I think I have like a little bit as like some kind of homeless street bum or something
right.
like that. Local flavor. You know,
that's right.
Flavor. You can see I pulled it off still. in fact, you know, I'm going to grad school right now, UW-Madison, and I was doing a little extra homework at the Union Terrace. And I think the other day and I got bothered at least three or four times by staff wondering if I should be there because I think I kind of give an impression sometimes that, you know, with the hoodie on, I might be, you know. Just not supposed to be there, but, you know,
you're going the extra mile with your appearance. It's like method Ben being, I love it. That's awesome. And I forgot you were like at a newspaper stand or something in Aquarians when you were the homeless guy.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. Well, that's where we met. And you did have this, like, you know, producers always have this kind of cool, like they can never get shaken or rattled. And you definitely had that. Your pal Mike was the director and wrote it. And you were obviously, and I've been through the same thing. You need that steady hand next to you, and you were totally that. And I walked away very impressed.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I think that's largely what the job is, right? Like, you kind of know all day long you're going to be putting out fires. So there's no reason to waste any energy getting too upset about any of it.
Right? Absolutely. That's a great way to put it. So what I wanted to talk to you about, Ben, and I think – this is what I've been trying to interview you in one capacity or the other over the last couple of years. You're the artistic director of the Children's Film Academy in Madison. Tell us about the operation there.
Yeah. Well, you know, that kind of started out of just kind of experimenting and doing some low budget films in the area and casting some kids here and there. And I started to notice that I had a little knack working with kids. I mean, what's the one thing you hear all the time in the industry? Don't ever work with kids.
Right.
Or animals, right?
Yeah.
Kids are animals. And why? Largely because I guess people say they're unpredictable. I have a tendency of wanting to do what people tell me not to do. And so, you know, I was like, well, what is this? You know, I seem to be able to work well with them. They're not presenting any problems for me. And, you know, growing up, I grew up in Monona, right here in the Madison area. And I had a little camera when I was 11 years old, and I'd run around trying to make films with my friends. And it just didn't go anywhere. It fell flat after a while because I had no guidance. I didn't know what I was doing. You know, right. I mean, filmmaking is a bit of a mystery to a lot of people. I think now people are getting, you know, there's a lot more behind the scenes stuff happening, and people like to think they know even more, but until you've really gone through that whole process, which you surely have, of like, you know, creating a script and producing it, getting it all the way through post-production and getting it out there, like you really don't know it until you've been through it.
Right.
So, you know, without any kind of guidance, I ended up just kind of like getting into theater and went along that route. And it took years to get back into film. So here I was, I happened to be back in Wisconsin with some family issues going on. And I was occasionally, you know, I had my production partner out in LA, you mentioned Mike, and he would send some projects this way. And so I was still working from here every now and then, but I wanted to, you know, also just kind of keep up on things and to give back to my community. And so that's when I kind of came up with this idea for the Children's Film Academy. And so what we do is we pair youth with film professionals and bring their stories to life. And we're now in our fourth year. It's a 501c3 that I created, and we've been doing three films a year. Our films have been in lots of film festivals, a lot of the major festivals in Wisconsin, Wisconsin Film Festival, Milwaukee Shorts International, really festivals all over the country. Last fall, we had a few of them screen in Times Square with the All-American High School Film Festival. And we've even been blessed to have a screening up at the state capitol in Madison, hosted by a senator, you know, to honor the way that we work at reaching out to communities that have less resources and lifting voices less heard. So that's a big part of what we're doing as well.
I saw that on your website. It's nice that you give opportunities too, because there is a small tuition, very reasonable, I think, but it's nice that you give kids that normally wouldn't have that opportunity because, you know, sometimes sports are available, extracurriculars at school, but it's so great that they have a chance to make films and just kind of learn the process. And it was funny, you said the films you shot in your backyard never really went anywhere. I think you're being too hard on yourself, Ben. I don't think the movies we shoot when we're kids, no one ends up with a 3-picture deal out of that. So, but you're very humble.
Well, who knows? Who knows? I'm maybe banking on one of these kids really making it big, you know, and then remembering old Ben.
Absolutely. My guest is Ben Fritz. He's a Madison-based filmmaker and the founder of the Children's Film Academy of Madison, which is doing some really cool things. So what is there a typical theme for the kids when they want to make a film, Ben, or is it just kind of a blank canvas you give them?
Well, mostly we approach this in two different ways. So we work with kids as young as 7 all the way up to 18. And when we're working with a younger demographic, we'll go into the area and typically I'll write something specifically for them. Most kids really are interested in acting and being in front of the camera, right? That's kind of the starting point for a lot of people. And so, you know, in those productions, we'll craft something maybe specific to the area they live. So we don't just shoot in Madison, but we kind of shoot in southern Wisconsin all around. There's an element of what we do is building bridges between rural and urban communities. And we'll bring kids from Madison out to like Spring Green to work with kids there, or to Baraboo or Sauk Prairie, a lot of different little cities. You know, and then develop something unique to that area that highlights that area. And when we work with high schoolers, then what we do is we look for them to kind of lead the way in the script. So we want to try to help them find something that is important to them, and then slowly kind of, you know, feed them the right questions to kind of pull the story out of them a little bit and help them craft the script. And then the high schoolers have the option of directing it. They'll usually always star in it as well. And we've had some really talented kids do things like compose music for it. Some of them have composed and performed music in it, done the poster art, you know, so it can end up being a really cool piece that can just highlight all the talents this kid has, you know, and then they can use that as well to market themselves for school. Or we've had some kids just be like, hey, I'm just going right to LA, you know?
Oh, wow.
So this is, you know, now all of a sudden they have a reel, you know, or they can show what they can do. And that just puts you a step above, you know, everybody else at that age.
That's so great. And, you know, you're right. Like kids, there's a big gap between just taking a video camera in your backyard and having a completed project. And that's what you're providing, because no kid knows how to get there, you know, without some kind of roadmap, and you having gone through it. I think that's great.
We're not trying to make Academy Award winning films. You know, these are, we call them learning sets, right?
Yeah.
And so we're not sitting there shooting one take over and over. You know, we kind of keep things moving. We want to keep it light, keep it fun. We don't go more than like a 2-day shoot, basically.
Right.
Because, you know, shoots can be exhausting, and we want people to have a good time and come back.
You want them to come back, yeah. Where can people find out information about this, Ben, if they're in the Madison area or close enough to it, I guess?
Yeah, well, we've got a website. It's CFAM, CFAM608.com. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where we often post our auditions and other opportunities coming up with workshops, doing little boot camps on filmmaking and the art of the pitch, and acting as well. You know, another aspect that we ended up developing because of these projects that, you know, Mike would send back to Wisconsin, we'd be struggling to crew up, you know, even just finding a production assistant who like had on-set experience and knew kind of like the workflow and how things went was hard to find.
Wow.
You've got film programs, right? But like even here at the University of Wisconsin, it seems like there's a little more emphasis just kind of on like theory, you know, and there's not as much on-set experience. So we created the College Crew series as well, where we put college kids in the major roles of director, DP, sound engineer, that type of thing.
Very nice. You know,
surround them, you know, with other professionals like professional AD, professional editor, you know,
right.
Sound, you know, that kind of thing. So we can kind of lift the quality of things in certain areas.
Yeah, totally. You had one student I know because I think I interviewed them on public television. How rewarding is that when you see a kid get a film in a film festival that you kind of mentored?
Yeah. You know, that's Elijah Edwards. And
okay.
I had been working with Elijah since he was 12. He just is in his second semester down at DePaul. So
nice.
Really impressive,
yeah.
Really impressive young man, dedicated to his craft, got into an excellent program, you know. He also starred in one of our best films that is has the most hits on our YouTube page, Upriver, which is definitely a little more of a challenging role that for him, and he just shines in it. Now, we shot it on the Wisconsin River, so that was like a crazy thing in and of itself. We typically are shooting on location, so to be on the water and learn how to navigate that.
Trial by fire.
Oh, man. We were lucky that we were working with this organization called Flow, which is Friends of the Lower Wisconsin Riverway, a nonprofit that does a lot of like, you know, river education and engagement with youth and tries to get people out there. So they had a few extra boats to help move us around. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Ben, keep up the great work. Thanks so much for your time tonight. One texter says, cool, Ben, everyone needs a chance. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. Have a great night.
Hey, thank you.
All right, appreciate you got it. That's Ben Fritz. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. When I come back, Christopher Guest on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, I can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms, you do the things you do. You can see it in my eyes.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to Nightlight on a very festive National Shower with a Friend Day. Coming up later in the week, on Friday night from Wisconsin foodie Arthur Ersink will be here. And Dominic from the Devil's Advocate, Dominic Salvio, will be here as well on Friday. And syndicated columnist Greg Schwimm on Wednesday. Tomorrow night we've got Ghost Stories. That was so fun talking to Ben Fritz. His website, if you're interested and you live around the Madison area, is CFAM608.com. Check it out. They teach kids how to make films. It's a great program, great for the community, great for kids. And Ben is doing some great things. We got another text from Papa Rico. He's been busy tonight. Not all of us can be picked in the first round. When I first read that, Ben was actually an accomplished college football player. And I thought maybe that's what Papa Rico was referring to, but I don't think Ben was drafted by the into the NFL. So he might mean just in general with filmmaking. So anyway, thank you for the text, Papa Rico. You're welcome to explain that if you want, and I will clarify on the air. But today is National Shower with a Friend Day. It's also National Weather Person Day. We celebrated that with Brittany Merlot. Right now, it is Christopher Guest's birthday. He's 76 today. He's one of my all-time favorite filmmakers. We played a clip from Spinal Tap earlier, the classic These Go to 11 scene. And now, Conrad, let's play. This is from one of my favorite scenes. This is from a film called Waiting for Guffman, where Fred Willard, one of the funniest people ever, and Catherine O'Hara are out to dinner with Eugene Levy. And I forget the actress who plays his wife's name, but the four of them are together. They're all part of the community theater program there. And there's a very awkward part of the conversation that comes up. And Catherine O'Hara is drunk, and she plays the best drunk I have ever heard in my life. Let's go ahead and roll that now, Conrad.
You get everything you need, any kind of food in Blaine. You get Chinese here, and... No need.
We're talking about Miami now, dear.
We'd love to go.
Is it a direct? We've got a great package. A week, 2 weeks.
Like there are Chinese people in Miami.
Well, we should. You know, we've stopped
them. What do I have to do? Of course there are Chinese people in Miami.
We're talking about China.
Well, I'm talking about going to Miami.
Miami.
That's the only thing.
We're talking about Miami now.
Dear, why don't you put some food on your stomach before you have any more wine?
What's that?
Shh. Girl talk. What's it like to be with a circumcised man?
That is
I'd ask you more about that, but Ron said the whole thing.
Because when Ron had his surgery,
all right.
Ron had his surgery, I said, "Hey, circumcise it while you're at it." You know, just because I've never been with anyone else. Ron's the only man I've been with.
What surgery did he have?
Nothing. Had a little minor corrective surgery.
Can we have some coffee at this table, please?
It's not minor anymore.
Well, maybe, you know, we should change the subject.
I had what, you know, most guys would dream of, you know. I had to have a penis reduction surgery.
I'm sorry?
Penis reduction, which there aren't many. You're going to say I never heard of that because there haven't been many cases.
Oh. Yeah. I said, Ron, do something. And he said, why don't you get one of those vagina enlargements?
There, can we have some coffee over here? Have you tried the egg rolls?
They're unbelievable.
Let me ask you something. You're a medical man.
All right, we can cut it. That's great. One of my favorite scenes ever from a movie, the awkwardness. I love awkward comedy. Some people don't like it. I know people who don't even like to watch The Office or just anything where there is any kind of awkward moment. And to me, that I think is my favorite kind of comedy. But that's on Christopher Guest's birthday. We celebrate his famous movie, Waiting for Guffman, about a local community theater company that is trying to put a play on. And they're hoping a man named Guffman from New York will come and check out their local performance and take the show to Broadway. But that's hey, Conrad, we had I want to tell people this is exciting. We had in honor of National Shower Day, during this first hour of the show, we actually had a special shower put in here at WGBW, just in case friends want to stop by and shower because it is National Shower Day. Is that going? Is the water pressure pretty good? Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, I'd say the pressure's good.
Is there hot water?
It's all hot.
Okay. Are there loofahs?
Yeah. Okay. There's like four of them.
Is there soap and a rope? Boy, that was a quick shower. What is this, prison? Okay. So that's. Hey, it's also Laura Linney's birthday. And I have a great clip here from, I don't know, are you fans of Ozark? Let me know. This is a great, I liked Ozark. I didn't love Ozark, but she's great in it. And she turned 60 today. This is Laura Linney doing what her character does the best on Ozark, talking her way out of stuff. So brilliantly, after she gets pulled over by a cop. Go ahead, Conrad.
I'm going to have to ask you both to step out of the vehicle, please, ma'am.
Officer, can we not make this more complicated?
Step out of the car, please. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and we're going to take a look inside the car.
All right. We can step outside the vehicle, but, you know, search and seizure laws now say we're not required to answer any of your questions. And if you want to search this vehicle, you're going to have to get a warrant. And that would be such a waste of time and resources, and on a weekend, no less, all because of you. And, you know, I'd be really curious as to what you would cite as cause on this warrant. What, some absolute nonsense? My brother, who just got off a psychiatric hold, by the way, just rattled off to some drifter in a parking lot. So, can't we just let this go, please? And you can focus your good intentions elsewhere.
You a lawyer?
No.
Well, we have your license plate information, so you two just be extra careful.
That's Laura Linney. She turned 60 today from the TV show Ozark. Did you watch the show, Conrad?
I have never seen it, no.
Oh, really? It's good. It's good. It's not great. People are fanatics about it. I think it gets a little crazy. I love the premise. The guy was laundering money, unbeknownst to him, for one of the Mexican cartels, and his partner gets killed. I think it was his partner's fault, actually. It's been a while since I've seen the pilot, but so Jason Bateman and Laura Linney and their family go on the run, and there's some great moments in it. Okay. I'm excited. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and as we know here in Wisconsin, we're lovers, not fighters. So coming up next, some great Valentine's Day tips. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. It's fully leaded education talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.